Okay. I'm not yet.
Good evening and welcome to KILI Storytelling Hour. My name is Brian, Sergeant Cloud, and I come up here on Wednesdays from 5 to 6. And I bring you story, a little on education, and announcements, and this evening I'm very fortunate to have as I was leaving the school this evening, Tim was there, and he comes up here whenever he can, and he's here, so I'll let him introduce himself, and I'm very glad that he's here. He's going to share his thoughts, and I'll let him do that. But before he introduce himself, I have I'm going to do my I haven't been here for like 2 or 3 weeks, and I'm going to say good evening to some of my the listeners. I hope they're out there listening this evening. Charlie up in Martin, Tom in Pine Ridge, and there's other listeners. Like I have one call from Omaha in Nebraska. Ichitahaska, he's over there probably painting away. He likes to paint pictures. And also I want to say good evening to Agaliotaka Otomahe, Crawford, Nebraska, and Miniluza, Rapid City, and Hot Springs, Wambli, Buloke, Naogalala, Ktaate washite waje lila washite chaya hapo, Koyatim Oigulaka.
Kalama, hello, Brian. Hello, Hake. Kala, Brian, Wama Fresa, Wahika. We must teach a Timmy, Bobby, and Billy, and Little Dog, and Atona, Sulunki Chan, Nako Yuakina, and La Yuskia, Wagrakina, and Mizan Takuku, Taku Yetchel, and Brian Waganaka Kilina, Mizan.
I'm really glad that Tim came up here, and this evening our storytelling, we're going to use a lot of the my first language, the Lakota language. Tim talks Lakota, and I speak Lakota, so we will use our first language, and then I'll throw in some of my second language, which is the English language. So keep your dial there, right there at 90.1 and 88.7, and also on the internet, kiliradio.org. Even if you don't understand the Lakota language, keep it right there. Because today, not many people speak the Lakota language. So just listen and see, enjoy it, and we'll throw in some English language to keep you happy. So this evening, Ella Kotia Tim, Takwa in Watoa Lichuahi, Naha, in Chajechiat, Kolachi, Kain, hey, Watoa and Hankal Naji had the Waya Akta, Kain, Ata Nishnala, Chakua Lala, Taku here Ganata, Pahio man. Every spring, just last week, the theme was keep Jimanka clean up. Jimanka ahoki papoy abahe chikche takuku oap. Everybody they pass out trash bags and some of the school students, they went outside and picked up trash around the school. Right now, we came through, I was telling Tim here that one day I was looking up outside, so I was looking down the road in Anderson. Tim was the only one picking up trash. And, so one day I was up here, I mentioned his name, and I said, we should help Tim keep at least the roads clean and everything, the community. And one day I came by down here past Wounded Knee, and there was a lot of those plastic bags all over. So I said, somebody's got a lot of chickens around here. And they were plastic bags. And today, or even last week, I came through there. And it looks beautiful out there.
Go ahead. Clean it up. It's in the lab. We'll put them in each other. And, Chianta is a hatred of him. A bit of Tresna, Michitaki, Maya Inesna, Sister Mithotis to Makaya, at a good wash it up him again, did labor. Notice my ear and I had done, Payard clean my hair, Tilada type, Baha. Hell, yeah, I'm just not talking about it, so hell, hell, talk at it, talk, you know. Yeah, my girl, I can go bruised up now, but no, it's you, hey, weekend, Friday, Tuesday, last year, my girl, you know. Clean my head one, but I can't find one white bag in weeds. How to get that? Italian got it. It's like money that you want to know. She's picked up wagon. Who could have done for hell in paper tick tick a dog bag at a bag cook a hood in a. You're glad to get a weapon, you're glad, $100 bill when court yas and cut. I think I said not okay, so I said. Now, and man, when I like can walk out this time, but the potential on that, may you not connect your, Mizama, at Tokatis Nash, I believe a lot of, spirituality, personal well-being, and, understanding. Yeah, we told you how, what the, it's a good come on, I hope that you and I had your wash got now. It is like if you want to have an Easter kind of Utah and I is coming to now. The crew want to lay hacker. Asking it might happen. Who's paying you up? I didn't mean to say that. But, nobody pays me. I do it on my own time. And there's some people that go by and offer me for pop or cigarettes or whatever. And from Madison, there's a girl named Jumping to go. Hey, what school little way out? Arlene.
Arlene, huh?
Hey, she donated me $20 one day, and that's all I do. I don't ask for nothing. I just do it on my own time. Okay,
Arlene, if you're listening, that is very good. You know, today it's hard to do that. It's good that you're doing that. And what Tim said was that all this work that he's doing to keep our roads and community clean, he's doing it on his own. And sometimes he gets help. You mentioned Arlene, she works at the school. She gave him $20. That's good. Generosity. This evening, Tim mentioned the word spirituality. And, last week, I was looking through some papers, and at the school we have some copies of Indian Country Today, and I was looking through one of them dated April 17th, 2013, and on the medianetwork.com there's a commentary. It's titled Native American Ghost Stories, and in here they mention spirituality. So I'll read this, and then maybe Tim will listen, and then maybe he can add on it. And I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'll just go through here and read some of the things that that's mentioned in here. Title of this is Native American Ghost Stories by Ruth Hopkins. Ruth Hopkins is a, it says here, she's from Sisseton, Wahpeton. She is a Sisseton, Wahpeton, and Hunkpapa Lakota. And she's a writer. And I'll just read the first paragraph, and then I'll go through here and talk about the things that she mentioned in here. Once upon a time, natives gathered around a campfire to share stories. These tales were used to educate, instill values, and to preserve culture and history. They also provided a means of creative expression and intellectual dialogue. And they were entertaining. ancient native storytellers were some of mankind's earliest improv performers, and a little embellishment was par for the course. We had a story for everything, and from how constellations and landmarks formed to Wanari tales. Wanari is spirit. So we'll talk about that Wanari here as soon as I finish here. Every native has a ghost story to tell. I use the term ghost loosely, as we are a spiritual people with strong belief systems. Our ghost stories may involve spirits that mainstream culture refers to as ghosts, but they may also include personal accounts of encounters with Bigfoot. Here's another one, Bigfoot. Bigfoot, deer woman, or maybe even the deer woman, are spirit beings like little people, and also Ikdomi, the trickster, or even something no one has ever heard of. Do these things exist? I have no proof in the Western scientific sense, although I do know quite a few honest people who have had supernatural experiences, or who believe they have interacted with ancestral spirits through prayer and ceremony. Okay. My dad always said he thought indigenous peoples were more sensitive to supernatural phenomena. He said it was because we were closer to our origins and thus closer to the veil that divides our living physical world from the spirit world, as well as other dimensions. The native perspective of spirituality does differ from that of the mainstream. Western culture separates spirituality from other aspects of life, if it believes the spirit exists at all. Traditionally, natives believe that the spirit realm exists, although we may have a limited understanding of its human beings. We don't cord off spirituality from the rest of our life. Indeed, walking the sacred red road demands one understand that all things are connected. Like most natives, I grew up hearing ghost stories. When I reflect on them, I realize that some serve a purpose. When I was a teenager growing up on the reservation, an old abandoned house across the lake was pointed out to me. I was told that a man once lived there who practiced love medicine. He stole girls' hair and used magic to make them fall in love with him. Then he used them and cast them aside after he grew tired of them. This story scared the daylights out of me, but it also enforced tribal cultural teachings about caring for one's hair and told me a little something about the different types of medicine people practiced. It also warned me of the danger of getting involved with men who might seek to take advantage of me. Another res legend, as opposed to urban legends, in the Northern Plains is about sacred little people who terrorize anyone who's getting drunk, especially out in nature. So, little people, who terrorize anyone who's getting drunk, especially out in nature. While the scenario and characters often change, surely this story has discouraged a few underage natives from driving off into their country to party. Scary stories are just plain fun too. We enjoy passing them on. In 1999, I won a Story of the Month award from Castle of Spirits, an Australian website. My submission was a native ghost story told to me by a relative. As the Idle No More Twitter phenomenon has shown us, natives are becoming masters of social media. This technological adaptation has merged with our love of sharing and storytelling to create pages where natives post stories and provide each other with feedback. The Facebook community page, Native Ghost Stories, is one such venue. While the page was just created on January 9th, it has taken off, and currently a following of more than 40,000 people. The page is posting ghost stories from natives of every tribe from all over North America. Once you begin reading stories, you may find it difficult to leave. Accounts of the spirits of long dead native children who play in abandoned boarding schools are heart-wrenching, while others describing encounters with inhuman spirits are downright hair-raising. By the way, the page has pictures too. Whether you deem the material posted on the page is legitimate is your choice, but it's definitely engaging, and while you are there, you'll learn more about natives and other experiences. Whether they realize it or not, those who participate on Native Ghost Stories and other pages like it are assisting in the advancement of a primary tool of cultural preservation, storytelling. How exciting. Yes, the modes of transmission and venues may have changed, but the millennia old tradition of storytelling still runs strong among our people. Now, pardon me while I take a moment to burn some sage and smudge off. Well, Takuku, yeah, storytelling. Honey, oh, in the Wanavi, you know, Wanavi, Akele, oh, Akasa, Taku nach umgabte, is Taku no one copy. I not le new uncle had not nach umma on the harm. Nakun le mongi in. Le iktomi avle nakom hennakom uchoya kecha acha to khchid nish le wana ve uchoya kunzi na tosh ni mazil chidjak mazi le chankpeo pe waya hel hani hel vichashon washa. This ain't got in Chakfield back hook ya. Tea. Chazibla Kiftel and I. Tahe in Tatu Chahina Snahis, Wana in Glyo, Wana in Ahina Frink de Losa. Tahe, Tahe with Choya Kitch. Nahe is at well Kiakan, Chichi. But I have not held a wire or held when it's that one. Gap in the church is the Kunach Umpi gap. I'm not a cook fishing.
Janitorski, we talk, Akimishna. And that is a Waton, Kiyacha, Niumpina, is a, they were human at one time. That's why Kuichak Pop, yeah. Kuichak Pop Snail, I had not in Akota, Umpina, let us know, we tell our Kapihanta, that they had not Neta. Anipa Wivka. Ogunash hair measure Mutsache, Ayopatake, Nochosaki, Chena, E. Oganasna, Takul, U. Lissadap, Yuk Piasna, Hesatakul, Helsna, Ayopatake, Agadipi.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, you must never think negative and vice versa.
Huh.
Tos, Takul, Wankamanta, Otakul, Wakipana, East Takul, Sita Rapi, Hena, Toyukta Hena, Heta, Hena Ayopatasmi.
Hm.
See, Hena, Wakhoma Yapi.
Huh.
No. Mitsunia Ekiganakana, Akota, Kidma, Hippie Hata, Mitsuyuske, Mucha Hippie. So now, the moral of the story, hell, put Chintala on Wombalake. Jim can clean my hina, what don't talk on Colena Wombalake's list of time. Stage set goes to Anka, put Chintala to Colonel, Yankee. Who can crisscross and can stay ski as Turska Nagwaga and Rachtagenka? Helms and Kaina, no pekilos, stays at Aputhagenka. Hesna, Womblaki as Helms and Womblaki as Sina ita Atkins, Nutra. Now, Yanni as pioneer and a flower bag, twigging a kakarap says, Helms. I helms a igluza. Na lebo hakina ugnashok tichun nagalok to set to us. Further down the road, maybe 2, 3, 4 months later, to me the encounter was always was part of my well being. It made me feel it gave me a good vibration. It made me feel good. I wasn't scared or anything. Sooner or later it started to be in amongst the kids. You scot up tension is on a scot. Holevana, work hacking to say that you look so mad at tables can move one as no, blue harness no. You win or gonna come on a water doctor. So, that table, well, let's tell you, snowy water. You call Mokata, Mokata, Yunker. Table of Mokata, Mokata, Katra. He looks and this is unbelievable. He looks and but I get to visualize it and watch it. To have this, you smile, I don't know. You're going to have to say that one. To have it's a little bit there. It's an encounter when why else were you people out? Is that dog? They always say that you should never try to find out who or what it is. To me, it could have been a little pioneer girl or taku. But all of you that's listening, a lot of the kids saw it and did ask me, and I tell them, don't have no fear of it. You must never have anything negative in thought in your spiritual world.
So it is Thank true. You. So it is true that we are a spiritual people.
Yeah.
The Lakota people are spiritual people, and then now we have. She mentioned Bigfoot in here. Now you hear a lot about Bigfoot too. And then you have that she mentioned the deer woman too. Now that's a story too. That's I always look for stories, and one of the books that I ran across, they have the deer woman in there, and then you hear stories about that too. Les proches little. We try a control on nach because to our some go in the here and crying. Okay, we touch a kilo on us in the course call a Christ. I'm gonna talk check that such a hunter when us the course call a Christ on the Navakanazim. They have been passed down, those stories about the dear boy. I have a Ikdomi story, but I'm going to do that next few minutes. So it is true, and also they mention here about the medicine man. A long time ago, you don't leave your children's clothes outside. Don't leave them in the car or leave them laying around outside. You make sure you take them inside. And those stories have been passed, you know, down the line. You won't, maybe in our world, Lakota world, you hear those things. But on the outside world or the culture, you won't hear those. Now today they have this they mention they used Idol No More as a example, as the social media internet, Idol No More. That's a movement. They're not idle no more. And it's very strong. It's worldwide. And then you have the Facebook community page too. That's where they have the native ghost stories up. So maybe if you're listening and if you want to see some ghost stories, try it out on Facebook under native ghost stories. So hena lehan I takuku le hani with choya ke hena hechna hena oyaka mchet. Kuna helna kun le takwa ya he I le le trosh le storytelling kile le bichoya ke kile. The primary tool of cultural preservation is storytelling. We're telling about, we're preserving our culture.
Hey, 해석 제목을 아까드나스나 위치시더라. 아까 가서 토게라스디스나 메시지면 Actually, this is a little bit humor. You have, you know, the entire reservation. And then you have to walk like a hunk of bread.
So if you're walking out there in the dark, don't whistle.
You know, it's like, Peter Rocky has at the tennis yard like one inch. But you had, was also a little piece of that. That way, it's not at the, and we change it for that.
Was it hack as a time? When I read, you were like, I'm kind of that, sir. Takže je kdy přesně kde? A to se dělalo, když jsem byl na třetí, na čtvrtý, na ruché, hanke. Takže mi kdy přesně? To jsou naše vlaky, když je to. Vlakanky, je to kdo ne? Ale to, kdy auk, ale hankajím, když je to hoch auk, jak mi chce. Nehani, tu je od hankaj, když je nože, no ale ona je kde je? Co? Vydala, když tu je jiný, než a to odchází, jak je. Так вот, нахуй, чем-то гиня не дохти, она в пахпай выросла. Хотя, моя, что там есть, а то не же чем. Але, так вот, на кой его было, ну, ты же, в воя, как бы, было, конечно, для волн спечатан. Но, whenever we come up here, we always say that, persistence, perseverance, on the commitment in the Lakota language. And whenever I come up here with Tim, we always touch on the Lakota language. And today we have some visitors at the school, and one of them was a Spanish teacher. And I talked to the group yesterday, and they wanted to know. We always share how we teach, and it's we call it methodology. So and everybody uses we call it TPR. Total physical response. So held kosh in total physical response. So I had hosh. Na khot ya tak in et shuhat exposition. So linked there. Okay. So in Ukraine, the Spanish teaching method, they use that methodology of total physical response. It's very hard, but when in that culture, Spanish culture, there's a lot of Spanish speakers, and a lot of Spanish families, their children speak Spanish, and they use the English language, the second language. It's just like you go to Chinese restaurant. And I went to one in Chatham one time. And he was talking to his little kids, little children in their language. Uh-huh. And they answer back in their language.
Uh-huh.
So they don't speak English.
Uh-huh.
They speak their own language. So that's why we encourage here, if you speak Lakota, speak Lakota at home, and then your children will hear you when you speak language too. But whenever we go to Rapid City, we all speak English.
Так хоч слышно бывает.
Я вот видел, как тут я нахрик позвонишь, и кто мне человек, storytelling up to Lakota. I'm going to do my story in the Lakota language this evening, and it's about Iktomi, the trickster. Whenever we tell a story about Iktomi, he's a trickster. So it's the moral of the story is like you listen to it and then you you're going to it makes you think maybe he won't share. Or he likes to call people little brother because he always wants to be superior. He wants to be called Chie, which is older brother, because he wants to be the smarter. Mm-hmm. So
But I was actually doing it as a grandfather, or a father and a grandfather to the students. There's nothing bad about it. They give their time to do this, to come and do this for our children. But our children weren't taking part. They were in and out of class. So I told them, before you set your summer program with your reading or anything that deals with our students, is to set your curricular activities just like it is a school year. I said, that way they would have to come in, sign in, and they'd have to act and behave like they're in class instead of running in and out and in, and not paying, not taking in what's been given to them, and that's and it's free. Even us don't, a lot of us don't sit with our children and read. For me, I appreciate them groups coming to our school to do this all over anywhere that these people come and teach our children to read whatever. I appreciate that. I don't care. I don't care about what anybody says. They come in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to give them thanks for every little thing that they do for our children. That's the point where we need to set up four hours lunch and just like the classroom work, and then grade them. If they failed because they weren't doing good in reading, that throughout that spring break when summer, you advance them to the next grade level, you know, instead of holding them back. Because on a child's point of view, it really bothers them psychologically.
Mm.
And it's hard to be 13 years old and sitting in fourth grade classroom and not being able to read.
Mm-hmm.
So I just use that as the point I'm trying to get to.
Hmm.
So it'd be, and I like to see some parental involvement, more parents in there. And then the last, but not least, was to give everybody something at the end of the cycle.
Hmm.
They take them all up to Bear Butte, have a cookout or something for. Hmm. In attendance. Maybe we have a casino, we have this and that. Well, we're supposed to be kind of well off people, but you know, we still have a hard time. But the point is, you know, I always think, you know, why can't we pay our children to go to school if we have to? You know, a little fourth grade to kindergarten, maybe $20 a month, because if you notice, every classroom that we only have like maybe 8 or 10 students, some a little bit more. But if we can spend thousands of dollars on sending one person to Washington, D.C. for 4 nights, stay, I think we can do the same for our children. And they'll give us some perfect attendance. Keep them in school.
Yep. It's summer is a long time ago. It's good to just like we always say vacation, you know. But if you're like, it's good to have something like you said, structural reading. Our summer school, like even not the whole summer, but maybe just a few weeks. Last 3 years, I've been doing like what they have. We have this the other I think youth workers to do the reading, and then I usually do Lakota. And then there's many people come, different organizations come.
Mm-hmm.
And so we I think we have it's just like a competition. Maybe it's not this way, but anyway, it's okay because they come to help people. So that's, you know, it's good. It's good that
they're doing it. We talk out there, don't learn honey. What chunk out because those don't attack you, don't come to an attack you, yet to sniffle my friend. Now, maybe you won't be like a killer, what's your care? Un carro pequeño, con niepicha, o canto acá, un quiche de calena, tacocha, ajo pequeño, niecha, en la junio, perdón. This is what we talk, Hake. In short, I told him, you're the answers to our prayers, a lot of us. And God, or Jesus, whatever, told you to come to do this, fulfill your commitments or whatever. I said, you're special people, special people to be amongst our people and give them love, understanding, and teach them how to read and all the other stuff that goes along with them.
Well, that's good. And kind of like today, we have some visitors from Colorado, and they really came in, and it's good to have other people come in and show it's different, because we've been together for a whole year. We've been together since August. So it's good to have a change, and they enjoy that. And it creates that, gives them more, I think you said, energy. They energize themselves. And then you mentioned parental involvement. That's really important.
Yeah.
Also, the community involvement is important. And this evening, we had a, before I left, the school, our principal and the Lakota studies and one of our, I think he's like a media. We're going to invite people from the community, and like people like you, and each one of us will share a story. Like you mentioned, you shared a Wanari story tonight. Share that, and we're going to write them. We're going to write those down, and we're going to do we'll keep them at Wounded Knee School, and then we put a title on it. It could be Wanari story. It could be the word Oyuchpe, the word Chukteopi. I'm sure all of you out there listening, especially in the Manderson community and the Wounded Knee community, we're going to ask you to come, and we'll let you know when to come and share a story, a family story. And you mentioned Chris when we started. He's going to come too, and because he's from Manderson. So we're going to sit down, and everybody will talk about some kind of story. Chris, he's a singer, and you can talk about something. And maybe Billy can come talk about Bronc Rider or something.
Why
come again. It's good to have you here. I want to say thank you for coming and sharing.
This evening, I enjoyed my time being here with Brian, and Brian's a man that I've never known 10 years ago, and I just known him lately, 3-4 years back, 5, and he's one of the greatest guys I've ever met. And whenever I meet him, he makes my thinking cap click. He makes me think, and makes me kind of aware of what's going on, and makes me feel good. Oh. And Tiata won't keep happy. We send our condolences out to the Sersa family. Black Hitchhiker, and Wakip Hapita, and chat ewe chong pat khona wa chayo na pina na ba wa chayo la po
yeah so we always have respect for so we send our condolences to them. And, with that, we thank you for listening. Right.